I want to talk a little bit this morning about how moms are special, and start with a little story. In elementary science class, I'd been studying magnets and how metal objects are attracted to magnets, and at the end of the semester, the teacher put this question on the exam. It says, it has six letters, starts with M, and pick things up, what am I? And over half the class responded, mother. Well, you know, there are so many reasons for which to worship and glorify our God this morning, isn't there? Aren't there? God is an awesome and great God. And as we come together Sunday after Sunday, we come together to do just that. We come together to worship Him. And today is no different. We are here to worship God. And the Bible commands us of, reminds us of so many things for which to worship God. Among them are things like, and I couldn't list them all, but here are a few. We're to praise Him for His goodness, for His mercy, for His grace, for His kindness, for His salvation, for His faithfulness, for His love, for His help, for His compassion. And the Bible gives all these and more as reasons why we are to glorify God and to worship Him. In fact, the Psalm says this in Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits." I hope you realize this morning that our mothers are one of the benefits that God has blessed us with. And we, today, particularly as we honor moms and celebrate motherhood, we bless God for the gift of mother. We bless God for giving us our mothers. And we come today and we say, "Lord, You're a great and awesome God, and we love You and we worship You." And one of the reasons we do that is because You have given us a very special gift, and that gift is the gift of our mothers. I'm so thankful to God today for my mother, and I praise Him for who she is and what she has meant to me all of these years. I worship God for giving me my earthly mother. I'm so thankful for my mother's love and my mother's discipline and my mother's firmness and her teaching and her guidance. And yes, I'm going to say I'm thankful for my mother's spankings. And, without those, you know, the Proverbs say, "Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline shall drive it far from him." And my mom took that literally, and I'm glad she did. And I needed every one I ever got. Well, maybe except for one. But I needed every one I ever got, and I am so thankful for the relationship that I have with her today. And these are not benefits. These are all temporal benefits, but they're not benefits that are somehow divorced from God. God is the creator of the family, right? In the Garden of Eden, He created man, and then He took a rib from Adam's side, and He made woman, and then He blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply." So He's ordaining the family, and He's intending that they will have children. And so we have a wife, and we have a mother. God is the one who invented and created and gave us mothers. They are a gift from Him. And so as we honor and we celebrate moms today, we do so because God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. James 1:17 tells us that. And moms are among the most precious gifts that God has given to us. And for her, we worship Him today. Amen? Amen. And so I'd like you to think briefly with me about some of the things the Bible says about mothers and why we praise God for them today. The first thing I would like to say, and there's so many different things we could say, and I just want to keep our comments brief today, but the first thing I'd like to say is that moms are priceless. They really are. Proverbs 31 is a chapter describing the value of a wife and a mother. And so as the writer goes on to describe this particular woman who is a wife and a mother. This is what it says of her. Proverbs 31:10, "An excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far above jewels." Think about that for a moment this morning. Her worth, your worth, moms and wives, is that far above jewels. Later in the chapter, in verse 28, it says, as we did earlier, that her children will rise up and bless her. So this isn't just a chapter about wives. It's also a chapter about wives and moms. This is the woman who has a family and is raising her family, and she's a wife to her husband and a mother to her children. She is described as a person whose worth is far more than that of precious jewels, and it's another way to say she is priceless. She is absolutely priceless. Most people know the Hope Diamond. The writer of the Proverbs talks about this woman being more of greater value than precious jewels. And we think of precious jewels today. Most folks know about the Hope Diamond. I actually saw it. I couldn't touch it. It was behind like about a 4-inch piece of, you know, impenetrable glass. But we were in the Smithsonian Institute one time many, many years ago in Washington, D.C., and the Hope Diamond was there, and we saw it. And you know, when I originally heard about it, and, you know, the Hope Diamond, you're picturing, you know, I don't know what you're thinking, but it's about like that. And it is a beautiful stone, and it's worth a lot of money, and they do protect it. It's worth probably about $250 million. Can you imagine that someone would pay $250 million for a rock that comes out of the ground? But listen to this. The most expensive gem in the world right now is something called jadeite. It's a green to bluish green mineral, and it sells for $3 million per carat. Imagine that. $3 million per carat. The reason I tell you this is because the Bible says that you ladies, as wives and mothers, are more valuable. You are worth far more than precious jewels. That is the value that God places on you. That's some serious cash. And these things are nothing but rocks. They're inanimate pieces of rock that are dug out of the ground. But God places a value on you as wives and mothers that is far beyond any gem. So who can put a value on a mom's love and care? And, you know, it's not just the things you do. Sometimes we hear about, you know, someone figured out all that a mother does. And so they included things like cooking and cleaning and shuttle service to music lessons and soccer practice and all those things and, you know, babysitting and cooking and whatever, washing the clothes. And they figured out what a person who does these things would be worth as an hourly wage. And they come up with, you know, mom's annual salary is somewhere in the range of about $100,000. But you know what? When we talk about mom's value, we're not talking about the cooking and the cleaning and the, you know, washing the clothes and doing the chores around the house and shuttling the kids around town. All that stuff is important, and we're thankful for moms and for all that they do. But you know why the Bible says that they are priceless? It's not because they do these things that have a monetary value. It's because they are mom. They are God's gift to us, and there is no value that can be placed on that gift. And so mom's value isn't so much on what she does as it is on who she is. She is your mom, and she is a priceless gift from our Heavenly Father. So children of all ages, as Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey would often say before the circus begins, children of all ages, would you give God glory today? Would you worship Him because He has given you a priceless gift in the mother that He has chosen for you? Number two, moms play a very special role in our lives. They play a very special role in our lives. And I think about my own mother and the special person she was in my life. And I'd like to just think about a couple things under this category. And the first one is this. And this is very obvious, but I want you to think about it with me for a minute. Moms are used by God to bring us into this world. Okay? When you think about your mother and all that she's done for you and the nurturing and everything else, God uses moms to bring us into this world. And you know, without a mother, we wouldn't be here today, would we? Bill Cosby used to say, now he was talking from a father's perspective, he used to say, I brought you into this world and I can take you out, right? I mean, if you've ever seen Bill Cosby, but moms have brought us into this world. And you know, a mother's womb is the place. I want you to think about this from your own perspective, your life, you're coming into this world, God used your mother's womb to grow you, to nurture you, to protect you, to form you, and to nourish you until you were ready to enter into this world. And that's exactly what the Bible tells us in Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. The psalmist writes, "For speaking to God, for you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you." Notice how this incredible miracle of being brought into the world through the womb of his mother is the catalyst for praise and worship. "I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well." You think about the miracle of birth. You and I, man, this is mind-blowing. You and I began life as a single-celled zygote. That's what we were. We were so tiny, someone would need a microscope to see us. Now, this is the miracle of life. This is the miracle of what God does to bring us into this world. And at that stage in our lives, you were inside your mother's womb. She was the carrier of your little life, the protector of your little life, the nourisher of your little life. And then for the next 9 months, in our mother's wombs, as the scripture says, we grew and developed, and God was forming us and weaving us together. All the while, we were nourished by the miracle of life through the umbilical cord because we were attached to mom. We weren't in there as a completely, totally separate entity. We depended upon her for our nourishment. We were attached to her. Her blood was flowing through our veins. We were being nourished by mom. Conception and life and birth are miracles of our all-powerful God, and he brings it to pass in the womb of a mother. Ladies, you are really special people. That's something a man can never experience. Will never experience. A man can never put his hand on his own belly and feel a little baby kicking inside. I don't know what that's like, but every mother knows that is an awesome, incredible feeling. And moms and children bond together during those 9 months of life in the womb. At the most fragile time of our lives, when it was impossible for us to survive on our own, we were carried in our mother's womb, and without this God-given gift called mother, you and I would not be here today. And you'll notice in the psalm that it is a reason for the psalmist to give thanks to God, and I would encourage you this morning to do the same thing, to pray a prayer to God and to say, "Lord, I praise you because you wove me in my mother's womb. You gave me my mother. You placed me there. You used her to nurture my life, to weave me together, to form my inward parts, and to bring me into this world." Can you do that this morning? Can you give thanks to God for being fearfully and wonderfully made and forming you in your mother's womb? Would you praise him for the gift of your mother, whom he used to bring you into this world? The second thing under that category I'd like to think about is that moms tender not only bring us into the world, but they tenderly care for us, don't they? Moms tenderly care for their children. In 1 Thessalonians 2:7, the Apostle Paul recognizes this when, in speaking about their own care of the church at Thessalonica, he says, "But we proved to be gentle among you." And then he says, "As a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children." And that's exactly one of the God-ordained purposes of motherhood, to tenderly care for her children. A mother tenderly, lovingly cares for her children. Think of all the ways that our mothers have tenderly cared for us. They nursed us when we first came into this world. They clothed us. They changed our diapers. They fed us. very important to the children we saw this morning. They rocked us. They kissed us goodnight. They tucked us in when we were little. They put bandages on our boo-boos. They held us close and told us it would be okay. And you know, most of us here this morning are adults, but we think back to mom and our mothers and how they tenderly cared for us. It still warms our hearts. We realize how blessed we were to have mothers that would do that for us. And while some of those kinds of care are no longer needed as we grow and develop, we always cherish the tender care and love of our mothers, even as adults. I mean, this son, I still enjoy when I see my mom and she opens her arms like this and she wants a hug and she gives me a kiss. I still want that from my mom. My mother is 84 years old and she still asks her son with a very tender, loving care in her voice, "How are you doing today? How are things going in your life? How can I pray for you?" And I cherish the fact that although we are hundreds of miles apart, one of the ways my mother still cares for me is that she prays for me. And she doesn't get to tuck me in anymore. And she doesn't, you know, I don't get to see her every day and wake up in the morning and, you know, but she's there. And I know that one of the things she does is that she prays for her son. And many of you with moms that are older and aged and, you know, in their 70s or 80s or 90s or maybe even older, and they're godly moms, and one of the things they still do is pray for you. And I value that, and I know how incredibly important that is. And that is one of the reasons we worship God this morning. That's one of the reasons we sing praise to His name. That's one of the reasons we come and celebrate not only moms, but we celebrate our awesome God, because He has given us moms, and moms tenderly care for their children. Third thing I'd like you to think about this morning as it pertains to moms is this. It was through a mother that God chose to send our Savior into the world. Think about that. It was through a mother that God chose to send our Savior into the world. You know, the Bible tells us that sin entered the world through one man. And Adam, he gets all the blame. He was the head. He failed. He gets all the blame. As sinners, we are in Adam. As in Adam, all die. You know, we're in trouble because of Adam. But isn't it interesting that God chose to save us through a woman? That God chose to send Jesus, our Savior, into the world through a woman. An earthly mother had the Savior conceived in her very own womb, carried the Savior of the world for 9 months, nourishing and protecting Him while He grew and developed. How awesome is that? And then at the right time, Galatians 4 tells us, Jesus was born, the very Jesus who would save us from our sins. And think about it, without a mother, we celebrate mothers today, without a mother, to conceive and give birth to Jesus, you and I would be lost forever. You say, oh, God could have done it some other way. I would suggest to you that He couldn't. And here's why. The Scripture tells us that the Savior had to be made like us. He had to become incarnate. He had to be flesh and blood. He had to not only be God, but He had to be a man. And for all that to be accomplished, guess what was needed? A mother. And Jesus didn't have an earthly father, but He had an earthly mother. And it was through a mother that God brought our Savior into the world. Galatians 4, 4 through 5 reads like this. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman. Born of a woman. Born under the law so that He might redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And you and I, through faith in Christ, can have forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven in part because God used a mother to bring our Savior into the world. Can you praise Him for that today? Oh my goodness, we worship our great and awesome God today because of the gift of mother, and that there was a mother that God used to bring Jesus into the world. Well, moms, we celebrate you today. We love you and cherish you, and we worship our awesome God for blessing us with you. And as we close, I would like just all the women to stand right now. Men, you just kind of remain seated. But would all the women stand? And I would just like to pray for you, a special prayer this morning, and bring you before our Heavenly Father. Father, we come before you today and we acknowledge that you are our holy and sovereign and glorious God. You are the giver of every good and perfect gift, and we praise you for your goodness toward us. Thank you, Lord, for the awesome gift of mothers. We thank you for who they are and what they mean to us. Thank you that they have nurtured and protected us. We thank you, Lord, for their love, for their prayers on our behalf, for the many sacrifices so many moms have made for their families, and for the way in which they have guided us through life. And Lord, we ask you today to bless every mother here today, to encourage those who may be struggling, to give strength to those who are weak, rest to those who are weary. Lord, to comfort those who grieve and whose hearts are weighed down with heavy burdens. And Lord, might each mother today feel precious in your sight. Might they feel loved and honored and highly esteemed by their families, and might their families treasure them as the priceless gift that they truly are. Now may the Lord bless you, moms and women, and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And all of God's people said, Amen. You are dismissed. Moms, be sure to get your carnation before you leave.